mirror, reflect what you are. In case you don't know, I be the wind, the rain and the sunset, the light on your door to show that you're home. When you think the night has in your mind that inside you're twisted and unkind, let me stand to show that you are blind. Please put down your hands, 'cause I see you. I find it hard to believe you don't know the beauty you are. But if you don't, let me be your eyes, a hand to your darkness, so you won't be afraid. When you think the night has in your mind that inside you're twisted and unkind, let me stand to show that you are blind. Put down your hands, 'cause I see you. I be your mirror, I be your mirror, I be your mirror, I be your mirror.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Pickled Beats. I'm Maddie.
I'm Sabrina.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. How's your day?
I'm doing well.
Yeah.
It's really cold out. My nose has been running. Running around.
Well, you are from Miami, so.
Yeah. I know. I'm not really used to this climate, even by senior year. Like, I haven't adapted
yet. You would think.
Yet. Yeah.
You really would think.
Oh,
especially
I know.
After having spent a year in London, where it's also
bloody
quite cold.
London. Yeah. I actually did do that.
Wow, you really did.
Yeah,
I can tell.
Yeah, I picked up the accent a little bit.
I can't even help it.
No, I couldn't. We're joined today by two special guests.
Yes. Care to introduce yourselves?
Hi, this is Silas. This is Eli.
And you were listening to
Oz and
Ends. Collab.
Crossover.
Collab episode. Yeah.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Yeah, you're welcome.
No, thank you.
Thank you. Does anyone want to speak on the theme?
I'm still confused about it. I'm not going to lie.
Speak on that.
So it's self-realization?
No.
Oh, whoa. No one actually ever said realization.
Self-hood. Hood?
Self-hood.
Yeah. I don't know what that means in terms of music. I just looked up me in all my
like
songs.
So did same. I looked up me, yeah. I, am, are, okay. Who.
So I did understand the assignment.
Like A-R-E.
No, I know.
Maybe like you are, you know?
Right.
Who you are.
Right.
Mirror.
Reflect.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, that was the Velvet Underground and Nico with I'll Be Your Mirror.
Yep. Oh, perfect.
Yeah, great way to start it off. Great song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Does anyone have anything else to add before we play the next song? Or?
Not particularly.
All right.
No, I think we'll ease into it.
Okay.
What is the next song?
Well, I'm glad you asked. This is My Own Face Inside the Trees.
Okay.
A really good name.
This is it. This is My Own Face Inside the Trees.
By who?
By the clientele.
Hmm.
Shall we?
Mm-hmm. Shall.
Let's.
All the pines that shiver in the park, kick my feet through the dark, through the railings and the empty bars and tempered lines. Something slips back into place. For a second, there's a trace of my face inside the trees. Like a jerk, but the fever does me in. Never
the touching anything, like the sea inside a shell. Everything speaks to itself. Darkness comes at 3:30. My own face is in the trees.
Take me over, but dashing the hopes, dashing the
are you showing? What are you showing?
I don't know why this is making me laugh so.
We're on air, just so everyone knows. What did you show?
There's a side chat post, and it said Campus Fox, and it was like a picture of a fox being on campus.
Oh, that's, that got you?
No,
no, that's not what she's talking about.
Oh, hi. Okay, that
hi,
was...
Hi, person that's in the studio.
Hey, I can change. Can you?
Yeah.
By LCD sound system.
That, yeah.
Can't do that.
I can't. Do you want to speak on that?
I thought the name fit the theme, or what I understood the
still,
theme
please?
To be. It was leaning too far back. I had to come forward.
Okay.
I think I can change is really a reflection of self.
Of hood.
Okay.
And that is the theme that we're doing.
That is the theme.
Life is dynamic.
Mm.
There is no true self.
Yeah. The only constant is change.
Yeah.
That's
really wise, actually.
Your song is next again.
Oh. We're doing two in a row?
Tuna.
Okay, I thought this one really
tuna row.
Fit self.
Yeah, this is funny. I like
tuna
that.
Row is really funny. It's like the eggs.
Oh, row is good, too.
Tuna row. It's so good.
Yeah.
Okay, that's going on the notes app from like 2 years ago.
Of course.
Band name list.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that some people in the group did personalized selfhood choices for songs.
Yeah, this
and
one's,
this is one of
this
them.
This one's called Ballad of a Thin Man.
Of a Thin Man?
So that's.
How is this a real song?
Some of the selves in the room. Do you want to speak on that?
I don't.
All right, here it is. Bob Dylan.
You walk into the room with your pencil in your hand. You see somebody naked in you. You say, who is that man? You try so hard, but you don't understand just what you will say when you get home. Because something is happening here, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? You raise up your head and you ask, is this where it is? Then somebody points to you and says, it's his. And you say, what's mine? And somebody else says, well, what is? And you say, oh my God, am I here all alone? But something is happening and you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? You hand in your ticket and you go watch the geek who immediately walks up to you when he hears you speak and says, how does it feel to be such a freak? And you say, impossible, as he hands you a bone. And something is happening here, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? You have many contacts among the lumberjacks to get you facts when someone attacks your imagination. But nobody has any respect anyway. They already expect you to all give a check to tax-deductible charity organizations. With the professors and they've all liked your looks,
With great lawyers you have discussed lepers and crooks. You've been through all of F. Scott Fitzgerald's books. You're very well read, it's well known. But something is happening here and you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? Sword swallower, he comes up to you and then he kneels. He crosses himself and then he clicks his high heels. And without further notice, he asks you how it feels. And he says, here is your throat back, thanks for the loan. And you know something is happening, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? Now you see this one-eyed midget shouting the word now. And you say, for what reason? And he says, how? And you say, what does this mean? And he screams back, you're a cow. Give me some milk or else go home. And you know something's happening, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? Walk into the room like a camel and then you frown. You put your eyes in your pocket and your nose on the ground. There ought to be a law against you coming around. You should be made to wear earphones. Cause something is happening and you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones?
Baby, That was my song.
And you know what? I want to say that that's probably like one of the five moments in the history of the studio that Adele's been played on.
No way. You think? Might be right.
Maybe the first.
But we've played Rolling in the Deep like four times. So
yeah, it's a main stay on the show.
Does that go easy on me?
Me?
Yeah.
Me.
Selfhood.
Me.
Yeah. I'm currently having a tough academic time, so
that's
go easy on her.
Yeah.
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 I wonder if that's what that song is about. Yeah. I didn't really listen to lyrics,
please.
So
I was more just blown away.
Yeah.
Literally. Chills all around.
Sometimes I forget about what she's singing about.
Yeah.
I actually don't know the words to many of her. Well, I do know the words, but I never thought about them.
There's a Thursday fire. You know, because it smelled.
No. Go ahead. No, keep going.
I don't know. It's like the same thing with like the Taylor Swift songs where you're like Starbucks lovers, but it's not what it's
like.
Oh,
like a misheard lyric.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that's.
Those are funny.
It's like not quite Mandela Effect, but it's really similar.
Yeah.
Just mishearing.
Group mishearing.
A little mishearing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's hysteria.
Right.
That's hysteria.
So relax.
Hysteria. Yeah. Hysteria.
Hysteria. Ear.
Hysterio. Hysterio.
Did you say hysterio ear?
Hysterio. No, the ear. In
like hysteria. Ear in parentheses. Hysteria.
Got it.
Hysterio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
That one's the best, I think. Right, I'll say it. Do you want to do your thing yet or no?
Should we?
Right now?
Nah, we'll keep going.
Okay.
Next break.
Yeah, we can do it during the PSA, maybe.
Mm. All right.
There's a segment coming up.
Yeah. And we don't know anything
about
it.
It's a surprise.
It, so. You
might know more about it then.
Yeah.
Apparently. We will see.
Is it another God. Paul Simon lyric challenge?
No.
Oh, pardon me.
There might be a sheep.
There's a sheep?
There's no sheep. Might be a sheep.
Oh. Okay, I'm just gonna play the song. I'm really confused now. So this is Pictures of Me by Elliot Smith.
Start, stop, and start. Stupid acting smart. Flirting with the flicks. You say it's just for a kiss. You'll be the victim of your own dirty tricks. You got yourself to tease and displease. Swinging wide, you walked into high. Looking at your feet, failure's complete. Yeah.
Okay, that was Madeline by Yo La Tengo. I wonder whose pick that was.
Was it yours?
I don't know. Go ahead.
As generous a nation as we are, sometimes instead of giving, we almost give. Don't almost give, give. To find out how you can help, visit don'talmostgive.org. A message brought to you by the Ad Council.
That's a made-up website.
Is that real?
Don't almost give.org.
Is that like a... Okay, get like giving. Like, not like that. Like,
I don't think it's
you're almost giving.
Sometimes
giving
we don't quite give.
Oh. That was give the last all the one way. In the book, no?
One of them, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty far back there.
To be a self is to give.
It makes me think of the I Think You Should Leave sketch.
I Think You Should Give.
You know that one?
Which one?
I'm not a fan of that.
You gotta give.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Never mind.
You wanna do your thing or no?
Just made a joke about that earlier because I. Never mind.
What?
What?
Don't never mind.
Why are you
twice.
Never minding on
Don't
air?
Don't not almost give.
We were talking about what that sketch is about and then it came up and I was
got
like.
Got it. Yeah.
Nice.
Okay.
We have a segment.
Yeah. It got loud.
It got important.
A segment.
It got important. It's called Kelsey or Nah.
Oh my god. Like so Taylor Swift.
Yeah, so you guys may have heard that Travis Kelsey's old tweets were
Wait.
Going
as you brought up off air without our
Whoa.
discussion at all.
That's crazy.
So unfortunately, you may already have some background on this, but we've been loving these old tweets of his, of Travis.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So we thought we would collect some of them, but also throw in some of our own. And the question that we pose to you is Kelsey or Nah?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You guys love a guessing game, huh?
I think I can do it.
I think so too.
Okay.
I'm up to the challenge. Kelsey or Nah?
Do you want to go first?
Do we have to be united in our decision?
You can discuss.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you are on different, or you can just vote and then, okay. We'll see
how
it goes.
I'm going to put myself in the himbo mindset.
I didn't think about the aspect of, keeping score, but you can keep your own score.
Okay.
It's not a competition.
All right.
It's a tie.
The moon looks crazy tonight. I'm going to chill out here for a little and just visualize my success and vibe
with
the scenery.
We're getting a call. Should I just ignore it?
We should pick it up off air, right?
Yeah.
Oh, should I wait?
Yeah.
Can I do that? Okay. Guys, call back during the next song, whoever that might be.
Do you need me to read that again?
Yes.
The moon looks crazy tonight. I'm gonna chill out here for a little and just visualize my success and vibe to the scenery.
Okay.
I think you would cringe too hard to write that, so I'm gonna say Kelsey.
I think Kelsey for that one too, but let's hear them all.
I see.
We're doing pub quiz style?
Oh.
I think maybe we should do it. I think we should just give the answer.
Okay.
That was
Kelsey, I think.
That was Kelsey.
Yes. Okay, nice.
Question two. Can't believe that pirate was like, I am the captain now. The dude's name was Captain Phillips. You can't be the captain, man.
That's way too
funny. #crazy.
That's way too funny for him. That has to be Silas and Eli.
I just can't see you guys writing.
No, but I think you guys came up with that because it's way too witty. Yes.
But wait, why would you be thinking about I'm the captain now?
I will say captain is spelled two different ways and dudes is DUD'ES.
Okay, I guess. No. I think not
Kelsey.
They wrote
it?
I think they wrote it.
Did you watch that movie recently?
No, I did not.
You can't be answering questions.
Yeah, context questions.
You go. You say what you feel.
I think it's Kelsey.
I think not.
Nah.
I knew it.
That was Silas.
Too
I
witty.
Did a random word generator and captain was
<Really?
laughs>
that.
Was the result. Okay.
Okay, next. Nightlife. City life for me. Miami. My heart and wallet is yours, LOL.
Oh. Wallet? Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was it.
I like that you guys included that one. Shout out to Miami. Yeah.
I think Kelsey.
He would. Whoa!
Yours
that
truly.
Was
Whoa!
Yeah.
Wait, who wrote that?
I wrote that.
Okay,
wow.
Eli, Miami
my
has your
and
wallet.
Is yours.
That's funny.
That's funny.
All right. Too mad right now. Can't find my phone. Either somebody got me for it, or I just misplaced it. But either way, I'm phoneless right now.
Where is he tweeting from?
Yeah, his laptop.
Didn't it used to say via?
Oh yeah,
whatever.
I don't know. Anymore,
should also
guys.
Point out it's not. I just misplaced it. It's I just missed placed it.
Oh.
Two different verbs.
Got it.
Missed.
I'm gonna just say Kelsey. Or Nah.
I'm gonna say Nah.
Okay, Nah.
Kelsey.
Ah!
I doubted myself.
Right.
Misplaced.
Got a few more. Yeah, that was the Australians. Not exactly the military force to compare with the United States military. Very confident the U.S. military would win big against the killer whale dolphins.
Killer whale? I think that's you guys.
I think that's you. No, I think Kelsey. I'm going to say Kelsey.
Killer whale? It's dolphins?
Kelsey.
No, I think it's Nah.
This is actually a trick question. This is his brother, Jason Kelsey.
No!
Also an NFL player.
Oh,
wow.
Really?
They're both iconic posters.
They have a podcast together or something.
Oh.
Yeah.
What?
Okay.
Sounds probably a lot like this.
Yeah.
Is that it?
No, we've got more.
Oh.
Okay.
We're not going to be able to play our last song. I'm
devastated. I think three more.
Okay.
I will fight for the LGBTQ. My cousin has a husband. #pride.
I don't think you would write that.
That's so funny.
That's really funny.
No, I think that's you guys. I think nah.
Actually, I don't know that he would. Maybe his publicist would be like, you're not allowed to say that.
I think nah.
Okay, nah.
It was not.
My cousin has a husband is, again, too funny.
Why can't I stop with the orange juice from IHOP?
That's really good.
That was a really good was reading.
Because that's how it's spelled. It's like I stop.
Oh, yeah. Then I don't know. I think nah.
No, I think it's him.
Okay.
That was me.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. What do we have? Two more?
Yeah.
Wait, give us one that's by him.
Or don't.
That's not factoring into what I'm choosing. If I see one more person that lives in America post Happy Canada Day, I will personally ask to get them exported from the
States. Exported? Did you, like, go on ChatGPT?
No, literally.
Exported.
To get these tweets?
I feel like Kelsey.
Wait, what was it the day after Canada
if
Day?
If I see one more person that lives in America post Happy Canada Day, I will personally ask to get them exported from the States.
Kelsey.
Okay, fine, Kelsey.
That one was Kelsey.
Is he Canadian?
Oh.
Not that I'm aware of.
This is really that energy, but... Okay, yeah. Last one. Haha, y'all are sleeping on Conan O'Brien. His late night show is hilarious.
I think a lot of people are not sleeping.
I think people are sleeping on Conan O'Brien. He's such an underrated late night host.
You think?
I think.
Former late night
That's
host.
That's Maddie. That's not Kelsey. Maddie thinks that.
Yeah.
Does he have a Ben and Jerry's flavor?
No, but he is like heart and soul.
Say that.
Kelsey. No.
No.
Nah.
It was Kelsey.
It was Kelsey.
Wow. Yeah. He's American.
Y'all really sleeping on.
He's from Ohio. Okay.
So Eli said that.
Y'all
really sleeping on.
So that's the segment.
All right,
well, I laughed.
I thought that was good.
Yeah.
I think everyone's a winner.
Everyone?
Yeah.
I had a laugh. Nice.
That's, you know who won? Travis right Kelsey. There. You know who won? Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
It's PR, right? The relationship?
I don't know.
What?
PR? No. Public relations?
No. Public relations.
That's what PR stands for, isn't it?
Who was her last?
Is it a stunt?
Joe Alwyn.
Joe Alwyn?
I think she kind of looks like you.
Joe Alwyn does?
Yeah. I'll pull up a picture off air.
I have any idea what he looks like.
Mm. Apparently,
he kind of looks like you, actually.
Fun fact. I think Dahlia knew someone who, he was his babysitter or someone? Something?
What?
Like, in London, she knew someone.
Oh, maybe.
Joe Alwyn.
She has so many connections.
Yeah.
She knows a lot of people.
So we're all only one person removed from Joe Alwyn.
Should we play music?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
This is you. Yours.
Nice.
I'm You're rare, I find. Trouble cure for a troubled mind. Time has told me not to ask for more. Someday our ocean will find its shore. So I'll leave the ways that are making me be what I really don't want to be. Leave the ways that are making me love what I really don't want to love. Time has told me you came with the dawn. A soul with no footprint. A rose with no thorn. Your tears, they tell me there's really no way of ending your troubles with things you can say. Time will tell you by my side, no, to keep on trying till there's no more to hide. So leave the ways that are making you be what you really don't want to be. Leave the ways that are making you love what you really don't want to love. Time has told me you're rare, I find. Trouble. To ask for more. For someday our ocean will find its shore.
My lace is down. myself, I cover ground. And I wonder why I do this to myself, when it all could be so easy. And my life ain't worth the time that I got left, if I never make it pleasing. And I'm seeing now it always in my head, all the problems I was facing. Take a look at all the habits I was fed, taking time now to erase them. And I feel like sometimes somebody's after me. Waking up is kinda tough. I'm coming, but I'm feeling sluggish. Give me time to adjust my eyes. A minute and I'll be just fine. Loosen that grip from myself. I looked around and took my first step. Yeah. Felt so good, I might take a stroll now. Stretch my legs, see the outside. And I wonder why I do this to myself, when it all could be so easy. And my life ain't worth the time that I got left, if I never make it pleasing. And I'm seeing now it always in my head, all the problems I was facing. Took a look at all the habits I was fed, taking time now to erase them. Like sometimes somebody's after me, and I turn around and it's just me I see. Yeah, I feel like sometimes somebody's after me. In this fight of life, it's just me versus me.
Okay, that was Me Versus Me.
Yep. Sometimes you have inner...
I think, you know, the self is really a contradiction.
Yeah.
I just can... you could say anything.
It's inward and outward.
Dialectically.
Yeah. There's a duality of me.
The self emerges from contradiction.
Yeah. It does emerge.
That's all you learn as an English major, actually.
True.
That's... They test you on that at the end. You know.
About the self emerging?
Yep.
Yeah.
And I'm only 20, and I know that. So.
Breaking.
20-year-old realizes.
Self-actualization live on WMFO.
Okay, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Boys.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Sabrina and Maddie.
Of course, anytime.
Anytime.
Can we come on yours sometime?
Anytime, actually.
Oh, anytime?
Except not next week, because it's going to be Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to do your show next weekend? Are you going to be back?
Mm-mm.
All right.
I actually might be back, but I'd probably... Well,
I'll be back. I'll do it.
Will you be back?
Yep.
I didn't know that, Sabrina.
Wait, yep. Will you be?
Yes.
I couldn't hear you. Sorry, Sabrina.
Yes, I'll be back.
I might also be back, so we can be in touch.
We'll talk.
So you can just do pickled beets.
My people will talk to you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll connect. Well, the last song is a bit of a special one.
I love this song. So
we're going to hear 4 minutes of it. I feel like this may have also never been played on air before.
This is probably
There's a good
time.
Chance of that.
Yeah. This is unironically like one of my favorite songs.
I think it's excellent. It's so theatrical.
It is. He dropped this and then never made anything good again.
Was this like in your head when you suggested the theme? Because I remember.
Yeah.
We did talk about it. Okay. Yes.
Never made anything good again.
Justin Timberlake? Are you kidding?
Yeah. What about
Suit and Tie?
The no, one that's, from Trolls.
Okay, no,
that's, wait,
no,
that one?
That song sucks.
Oh, you're saying this album.
What's that one? What's
this album? Eight.
What's the one where he like dances with a robot?
He made Napster.
It's like the best day ever vibe. Like,
hate that. Can't stop the feeling.
Can't stop. Yeah.
That song makes me want to throw up. I hate that song. But Suit and Tie, like this album, so good.
Suit and Tie is good.
Let me just say, this has been Pickled Beats.
Oh yeah, by the way, this is Pickled Beats.
I'm Sabrina.
I'm Maddie.
This is Silas.
This is Eli.
And we've all been. You've all been listening
You've
to us.
You've all been listening to 91.5 FM.
WMFO.
In Medford.
In Tufts.
In freeform.
And in radio. Amen.
Also with you.
Amen.
And me.
And all I.
Aren't you something to admire? Cause you're shining something like a mirror, and I can't help but notice you reflect in this heart of mine. If you ever feel alone and the glare makes me hard to find, just know that I'm always very loud on the other side. Cause with your hand in my hand and a pocket full of soap, I can tell you there's no place go. Just put your hand on the past, I'll be trying to pull you through. You just gotta be strong. I don't wanna lose you now. I'm looking right at the other half of me. The biggest thing that's set in my heart is the space that now you hold. Show me how to fight for now. And I'll tell you, baby, it was easy coming back into you once I figured it out. You were right here. Cause it doesn't seem really as simple, and I can't help but stare, cause I see true summer in your eyes. Ooh, I can't.